What's happening with concealed carry at the courthouse? Saw a report about what's happened in Waller County, so that got me to thinking what's happening in Brazos County.
Okay. We received a letter from the Attorney General dated November the 10th that they determined that we were in compliance with the law. So our courthouse is okay doing what we're doing right now. I was happy to see that the district judge in Waller County determined that premise means the whole courthouse, not the whole building, not just the courtroom or offices associated with that. That's what we have believed all along. And if you go back to where, when the law was actually, when 4603 was created, that was discussion that went on. And it was clear during the discussion that, that they were talking about the whole building, premise meaning the whole building. So, we felt like we were in compliance, but you know, and the AG has determined that we are. You know, we've got a district judge that says that the definition of premise in this case is the whole building. So we were happy to see that. I'm not sure what'll happen next. I mean, that was a lawsuit filed on the guy who actually had filed a complaint, and so I don't know what that does with the AG's action that he took against Waller County. That may move forward, but you would think maybe that they could use that when they plead their case. You know, that here a district judge has determined that premise means the whole building.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The complaint that started this whole thing, that was a complaint and not a lawsuit, for instance, filed against Brazos County, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, it started out as a complaint by a citizen who didn't even live in Brazos County. And it may have been the same person who filed a complaint in Waller County. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But it was somebody who's going around, I think, the state and looking at courthouses and city buildings. And if he found anybody that he thought was out of compliance with that law, then he filed a complaint against them. And so originally it started with a complaint to the AG saying that that this citizen believed that Brazos County and then all these other counties were out of compliance with the law. And the AG then came in and took a look at what we've done. We tweaked a couple of things, minor things, to comply, to try to make sure that we were in compliance, because if we ultimately lost, it was, I think it's like $5,000 a day fine that could be imposed upon the county. So we were doing our best to be in compliance, but still keeping guns out of the courthouse. So it really started out with a complaint, and that's who Waller County filed suit on, was the complainant. And that's when the judge has found that his complaint didn't fit. And so I don't know what happens then with the AG, because the AG, you know, just like they did with us, they sent us notice that they were going to come in and take a look and decide what needed for us to do to try to be in compliance. It was fairly minor, the things that we need to do, because with our courthouse, I mean, we've got security that you've got to go through to get, you know, anywhere in the building. And then we'd already moved out most of the admin offices several years back over to the administration building. And so mostly what's in the courthouse now, well, it's courts of the DA and the CA, and then the county attorney, I mean, the county clerk and district clerk. So really it's all those are just functions of the court. So we felt like we were in compliance no matter what. And like I say, we did a couple of minor tweaks, and the Attorney General even decided that we were in compliance.
So what happened in Waller County gives you a further measure of relief or protection against someone else maybe trying this later on then?
Yes, that's what I think. And I mean, I don't know about other courthouses. I'm sure there are some that have a lot more administrative departments, you know, like maybe the treasurer's office or the auditor's office or, you know, these other offices that may not have really any function with the courts. And those are the ones I think that the AG really went after, is if they were trying to stop concealed carry or open carry going in those types of courthouses. And he, the attorney general, decided that they were out of compliance, that they couldn't do that, that it was permissible to walk in the courthouse that had if it had some other offices to walk in there armed. And I mean, frankly, I don't agree with it. I think, you know, there's too many things that can happen in a courthouse that emotionally charged people that didn't have plenty of things going on in their life, and it's just best that you don't walk in there with a gun. And we've got security, you know. I mean, in most courthouses, they've got, you know, sheriff's officers or constable's officers or something like that, and plenty of armed deputies in a courthouse. That it's not like walking into a private business and there's not an armed person around, you know, an armed guard around. And so, you know, in those cases, I'm concealed carry type guy. I mean, I believe that. I'm glad that the state passed that, and I'm glad that we had the right to do it, because there's a lot of cases where there's maybe several minutes to, you know, a long time before a peace officer with a weapon might arrive on the scene. So I think citizens can help stop some things that go on. It's just the courthouse, we've got a lot of security in there, and probably that's the same way with most courthouses, and I just don't think it's appropriate for, you know, citizens to be walking in armed.